Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you all saw it. The start into the game was absolutely exceptional. Again, some of the best we played this season, for sure. Being 3-0 up against a pretty defensive setup, Tottenham, in a way we scored the goals. The way we played offensively and defensively was absolutely exceptional. Absolutely exceptional. Then the problem, being 3-0 up that early. We are not the first team who misunderstood that. Should not happened anyway. Not immediately, but the first goal of Tottenham is the first moment where we don't defend properly, where we are not properly in a counter-pressing situation, where we're not like the distances were right or whatever. That's why we end up with the long ball in behind. It's no offside, and Birch slips, what obviously can happen. We shouldn't come in a situation like that. So that's it. But they score their goal. Yeah, credit to Tottenham. They are brilliant in these situations. Half time was like that. I told the boys the positive stuff, but of course already there where we have just to pick up rhythm again, because if we play how we started the game, they have no way to defend us really. So it's tricky with the five in the back, with our players in between. If we are flexible there, it's really what would have been tricky for them. We unfortunately couldn't pick up rhythm properly anymore. It was not bad, it was more an even game than it should have been, but fine. And you should not concede. But then was the situation again. Credit to Tottenham. They only need one like these moments. They had more moments, the crossbar, stuff like this. That's obviously the hectic you create with these situations. If they don't go in, it's difficult to deal with always. The team who's 3-1 down starts believing even more. The team who played super and is 3-1 up starts doubting a little bit, and all of a sudden the game is open. We score a second. And then in the last minute, more or less, the free kick on that side. It was a situation before that he whistles a foul on Mo behind, alone in front of the goal. Their defender slips, but we are not allowed to play on. Ball goes back. There's a foul. Free kick in. Goal. So meanwhile, all Tottenham strikers were on the pitch. So could we have defended better? Probably yes, but it's really difficult. The ball is in the air, so it's so difficult, this chaos, to sort it properly. 3-3, doesn't feel great, but yeah, it's what we got. But then Diogo Jota had a different idea and finished it off for us, and that's the best part of the whole afternoon, obviously. You could see that around the 3-0, and I think I was millions of times super positive about the atmosphere, and it's great. But the 3-0 was not a result for a sensational atmosphere. I remember, oh my God, what's that? We are that good. So pretty much everybody misunderstood it. Everybody. The atmosphere was better after they scored 3-1 than after we was three between 3-0 and 3-1. It was like, sorry, what's going on? Nobody knew. I have to say now, I don't. I love that, all of them. But my song, don't sing it. When, if you want to sing it after the game, in the bar, wherever. Because it's always like closing the game. Like, we are 3-0 up, and they said, I'm so glad Jürgen is red. And I thought, oh, it's not over. So it would be really nice if we could leave that for later. And that's now. 4-3, fantastic result. Everybody's happy. We had then, obviously, the final part of the game was atmosphere by a poof, explosion. Nobody will forget that game ever. So, and yeah, let's keep going.
When the referee yellow carded you, did he say something personal to you?
Yeah, but I will not. What do you mean personal? No, he didn't. No, it's just not. No, I will not say anything about it. As long as the refs don't say what is said, so I don't say what is said. That's easier to say.
Yeah, it's the second time you've mentioned the situation with Paul Tierney.
Well, the problem is, I mean, I have to mention because you don't speak about it. So Paul Tierney gave us in a game, in a season where it would have been, was quite important, he didn't give Harry Kane a red card. And I love Harry Kane. What a player. Today again, my God, he's pretty much unplayable. That day, didn't get a red card. But Robbo got a red card. So in this game, we drew 2-2. You might remember it.
You know? December 21.
Sorry?
December 21.
December what? That's all right. December 21. Ah, okay. So whenever. So, and it was not the first time. There's so many things. It's just little ones. And it's just not. Nobody in the stadium wanted a foul in the situation with Mo Salah. The linesman was completely calm, both hands down, and he whistled it. And yeah, of course we are emotional in these moments. It's difficult. It's not okay. We should not do that. Yes, we are role models. All clear. But we are human beings first and foremost. Before you are role model, you are a human being, and that happens in a moment. But I didn't say a bad word to the fourth official, not at all, and he wouldn't have deserved it anyway because he didn't do anything wrong. But I turned around to the fourth official, celebrated in that direction, and pulled my hamstring probably in that moment. So fair enough, all good. I'm already punished, got a yellow card on top of that. I think he thought it should have got a different punishment, but because the fourth official was a yellow card, that's it. We have to ask Mr. Tierney what's in this situation, what's going on. Did you think it was a foul from Mo Salah? Oh, you were writing in that moment, huh? No, fine. No, it's not, sorry?
The point is, you've mentioned Paul Tierney before.
Look, I know what you want now. I don't want to make the story. I said already probably absolutely too much, but I cannot help you now more with the story you write tomorrow. So I said what I said, probably too much, and I'll write what you want to write. I cannot help you now with, on top, more information, details, or whatever. I heard from a colleague of you that Skip shouldn't be on the pitch because of a challenge on Luis Diaz earlier in the game. I didn't remember it, but your colleague from Sky or whatever asked me that. Do you have that situation in your mind? The mailman. We got a red card for a similar situation, that's true. But Jogo was not at all intentional. It was not, he didn't see the head and went then with the foot there, so the foot was high. And then Oli went with the head there, that can happen. If he gives the red card, we cannot change that. That's how it is. I really think Ryan has other things to worry about. I really think. But that's how it is.
And last two questions, guys.
How bad is the hamstring?
Sorry?
How bad is your hamstring?
I bad enough. So, how I said, fair punishment for behaving not in a right way. So that's it. I have pain for a few days, Mr. Tierney not. That's it.
How's the next game on?
I will be ready to do what I do always do, and the celebrations, if we have something to celebrate, will be much calmer.
Okay, last one.
Jürgen, I appreciate the game just finished. There's been a story over the weekend about the Premier League asking clubs to potentially play the national anthem for next weekend's game. I just wonder, would you have an opinion on that at the moment? Or?
No, that's a club decision. The club will be a decision. you know where you want to lead the answer, and you know it, you know it. So I cannot be part of that. I'm the German guy in the club, so what should I say about that? That would be really great. If my opinion would count even, nothing to do with me. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, guys.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.